This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 471 for Tuesday, July 13th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continue to push higher on Tuesday, although contracts have stepped back from new highs set in the overnight session. That includes the November and January contracts hitting the expanded daily limit of $60 per ton. So far this morning, the November contract is up $14 at $903 per ton. The January contract gains $10.70 at $892 per ton. The continuing heat and drought across the prairies is stressing crops. Other than some possible localized showers, there is no rain in the region's forecast for the rest of the week. With canola already facing a very tight supply situation, the strong likelihood of a reduced harvest is seeing price rationing attempting to reduce demand. There's additional support coming from gains in the Chicago soy complex, as well as increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 79.77 cents, compared to Monday's close at 80.19. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress report Monday afternoon. As of July 11th, crop conditions remain steady, with corn holding at 65% good to excellent, with soybeans at 59% and spring wheat at 16%. The winter wheat harvest advances to 59% complete. That's a gain of 14 points on the week, but the harvest is 6 points behind the 5-year average. China says it will import 22 million tons of corn in the current marketing year and 20 million tons in 2021-22. China projects its soybean imports will rise from 100.4 million tons in 2020-21 to 102 million tons in the upcoming marketing year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The November contract gains a nickel at $13.55 per bushel. August soy oil rises nearly 9/10 of a cent at 64.93 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up 40 cents at $357.40 per short ton. Corn futures are also higher on Tuesday. The September contract is up 2 cents at $5.47.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are on the rise as well, with the September contract increasing 11 cents at $4.14. Wheat futures are mixed on Tuesday. Chicago September pulls back 4.5 cents at $6.36. Kansas City September loses 4 cents at $6.11.5. And Minneapolis September rises 7 cents at $8.64.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, July 13th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.